Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. I just want to say thank you guys for being here another week. This is going to be a little bit of a different episode. I've gotten some messages over the past couple of months of people saying that they would love to get a guided meditation, affirmations, things of that nature. I've been thinking a lot about it, and I'm going to try something out because I wanted to put my own twist on it. So, this episode, I invite you to be in a meditative state. However it is that you get into that state, doesn't have to be a active meditation. You can just create the space to think. So without further ado, let's take a deep breath. Hold it and release it. It's easy to go through life feeling like you just haven't hit the mark yet. You work so hard and you're working towards something at all times that you forget to just simply be. Being is the essence of who we are as humans. It's our reason to exist, to be present, to be here in this moment. We get so caught up in the day-to-day life of what is expected of us, expectations that are projected onto us, that it's easy to feel like we are losing ourselves in every moment. But in the moments that I feel like I am losing control of who I am, I take that as an opportunity to just stop and be. I take a deep breath. And I think about all of the things that I have, all of the things that I have achieved, and who I am in that very moment. I think about how grateful I am for the space that I'm in, both physically and mentally. I think about my friends. I think about my family. I think about all of the people that I was able to cross paths with that made an impact in my life. I think about how far I've gotten. I think about the beauty of life as it is. How every day is an opportunity to be you in your totality. Sometimes we slip into these cycles of not feeling like we're enough, but usually that feeling of not enoughness comes from an external source or that feeling of thinking too far into the future. When we think too far into the future, we trigger a state of anxiety, a state of worry, a state of what if. And although it's healthy to set goals and have visions of what you want the future to look like, it's important to separate yourself from the result and remember that you've never done it before. So you can't control the outcomes, you can't control the situations. And you have to simply just be throughout the process. Same goes for the past. The past can trigger depressive feelings, sadness, regret, also what ifs. What if I would have done this thing? What if I would have pursued this person? What if I would have pursued this opportunity? What if? What if? There's no way to go back in time, and there's no way to go forward. And though having periods of reflection are important to our lives, it's important to understand what they are for. To reflect doesn't mean to criticize. It means to create a space of curiosity, to think about the things from a place of curiosity, from a place of wanting to understand, not wanting to change. You cannot change the past. And you cannot orchestrate the future to your perfect vision. Because to want to do so limits your ability to experience life along the way. The beauty of life is to go through it and to receive whatever it is that it gives to you along the way. To learn the lessons, to enjoy the moments, to establish connections and build communities. Curiosity. Maintaining curiosity about life. Be curious about your day to day. Be curious about who you are. What do you like? What don't you like? What do you want? How do you create space for yourself? Our bodies are very adaptable to our environments, to what we consume, to who we choose to spend time around, to our minds. Your body will always tell you exactly where it's at and what it needs. And as long as you remain curious, you'll be able to have that constant flow of communication with your body. So next time your body is sending you signals about something, take a moment, take a deep breath, and listen. Why am I feeling like this right now? When you take the moment to be present within your body and have that flow of communication in your body and listen to what it has to say, you receive guidance from within you. Intuition is a word that is often spoken of. It's your body's way of communicating the messages it receives from the world around you, the feelings you receive from that. So take the time to be present in your body and listen the next time you feel certain things. Don't suppress those innate feelings that surface. Listen. How does this environment make me feel? How does this person make me feel? How do I make me feel? And approach it with curiosity. Be gentle with yourself and understand that this is not a place of judgment. You are not to judge yourself. But be gentle with yourself, have grace with yourself, and be curious about yourself. Create a better understanding with who you are and who you are becoming. You are so worth all of your time, all of your energy. Don't ever let this world make you think you're not. Don't ever think that you're not worthy of time, of energy, of love, of respect. But understand that that all starts within you first. What a blessing it is to be here today, every day. Because this is the only day we have. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow isn't here yet. So this is an opportunity to be the absolute best version of yourself today. Today is the opportunity that you get to pour into yourself. It doesn't have to be a special occasion to give back to yourself. You deserve to give back to yourself every day. I am worthy of my time, of my energy. I am worthy of creating space for myself. I am worthy of being loved. I am worthy of creating an environment that is conducive to my growth, I deserve an environment that is conducive to my growth. I dictate how I feel every day. My external environment does not dictate who I am. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of my destiny. I am worthy of receiving all of the good things that this world has to offer. I am grateful for every day that I get the opportunity to be here. I am grateful for every day that I get the opportunity to be. I am. I am. Thank you guys so much for your time. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. If you like this different style, I might sprinkle them in here and there. So let me know. I'm open to feedback as always. And if there's anything that I can improve, please feel free to message me. I would love to hear from you guys and would love to hear if you guys enjoyed this episode. Anyways, thank you guys again. As always, be a little better every day. Thank you guys.